temporary suspension of Petey has been lifted. Temporary.
Thank you, thank you.
Temporary.
Much appreciated.
This is a special bonus emergency episode of Unfiltered, and to our 66% England fans from England, we welcome you.
Yeah.
And we'll give you some news from across the pond here. And that's true, Petey, that our last episode is our most downloaded episode of all time. Thanks to 66% of the downloads coming from England. I don't get it.
Maybe there's some Liverpool folks that are just loving the Huskers.
I guess.
Or loving
us.
I
don't know, man. But I can't tell you, our American listeners are very loyal, the few of them that there are, because I had two requests for us to talk about this particular topic. Trev Alberts, University of Nebraska, former athletic director, left the university abruptly this week.
Big surprise.
So people want to know what we think about it. I'll let you go. I'm glad it's been several days, honestly, because I wanted to just calm down a little bit and get my thoughts in order.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, my thoughts have not only my thoughts have not changed. They're the same, and they're probably more intense. But I'll let you go. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, when I first saw the news, I texted you right away.
You did. And I'm retired, so I was still in bed. I was reading my emails, and here comes the text. And I was like, oh, you're so full of shit.
Like, send a link. So I sent the first link I could find, and I was like, I've heard from the get-go, like, it was pretty serious. But I take it back to Trev's UNO days, because I'm well connected with a bunch of guys that played football and wrestled at UNO, and the fashion in which maybe he did this is just like, there's a track record there. I mean, the wrestling program won a national championship, and Trev Alberts calls the coach, says, congratulations, hey, by the way, that was your last night as a program. We're scrapping the program along with football. And the way he handled that, you know, maybe his hands were tied, but just the way in which he handled that, I know, rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. Now, what, 3 weeks after signing an extension or something like that, or a couple months after signing an extension with the University of Nebraska in Lincoln, he's gone at Texas A&M. And now my initial reaction is, well, oil money goes a long way. But then I think you and I kind of maybe briefly discussed or mentioned it, like, character, just the way he addressed it is, like, I feel like there's problems at the top at the university down there. And if there is, it still doesn't make a lot of sense to me, because he's Nebraska guy. I mean, he played there. He understands what we've been going through. And now that it kind of seems like we're on an upward trend, it did come out of left field.
Yeah, I think the question is why Omaha World Herald, why did this happen? Why? My initial reaction to you was, you know, I have a very hard time believing it. All the stuff that Travis said, he just signed four months ago, he signed an 8-year extension that put him the highest paid athletic director in the history of the University of Nebraska. And one of the top 10, easily. It's a very good package. There's nothing wrong with his package. He's 4 months into it. Why? Why? So, was it because he's going to get paid more money at A&M? Was it because there is a lawsuit that came down the pike on the third week of February, which he's not exempt from?
Right.
Just because he's not here.
Yeah, that'll follow him.
Yeah. His name's on it. Is it because of lack of leadership at the top? Why? And Matt Rhule, I am sincerely sorry, sir. You were sold a false, a bill of false goods. You came here under false pretenses. I would think Ted Carter's gone. One of the major reasons that Rule came here was Ted Carter. Trev Alberts is gone.
So where's the loyalty? So
where is this? And so I've had several days to think this over, and I first had to examine myself, since we're here in the podcast studios of another podcast where I'm constantly examining myself. And I had, why were you so angry, Sam? Why am I so angry? Trev, here's why I'm angry. Because you sold me a false... You sold me down the river. I believed you. I'm angry because I was duped. I believed him when he said it was the best job in the country. I believed him when he said our sports teams here at the University of Nebraska have to have commitment and grit and toughness and all this shit that he's trying to sell me. I bought it all. And it turns out that he's got none of those things. None of those things.
What an amazing year for Nebraska athletics.
Oh my God, he's leaving
probably the best
at the crux of it. I mean, we've got teams that are just freaking bawling right now.
Yeah.
And he's leaving. And so all these things that he talked about is all bullshit. He's just one big sales guy. What you're supposed to be as an athletic director, you know, partially, but I bought into it.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be more disappointed or more angry. And what kind of example does it set for our student athletes when it comes to this word commitment? Like, no wonder these kids don't care about anybody.
Transfer portal.
Yes, it's transfer portal. It's just another transfer portal. The administrative people get a transfer portal. It's gone mad, and I can't stand it. There's no commitment. There's no nothing. It's all about money, 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 money. And at the end of the day, I don't want that son of a bitch on my campus ever again.
Yeah,
he's not welcome. And I think when he walked off the campus for the last time, he knew he wasn't coming back. He can't come back. You're not welcome. You're not welcome. Just absolute furious. And the final point that I want to make as far as my reaction is, okay, maybe the leadership at the top, they'll fiddle farting around, they can't find a freaking president. But that's absolutely no reason. It's no reason to leave. When you're getting paid that much money, and you have a position yourself of leadership. Sometimes you know what leadership is? It's stepping up and to fill a void.
Well, especially when times are hard.
Yes, like, exactly.
Who's going to carry the boats?
That's right, brother. Yeah. That's right. Who's going to carry the boats? Who's going to step up?
He just dropped the boat with a hole in it into the middle of the water.
I mean, just unbelievable.
What a joke.
And this guy is I couldn't be more disappointed.
Yeah.
And I was a big fan. I was a big fan. I was a big supporter. Could not be more disappointed. Do not come back to Lincoln. I won't let you on campus. I guarantee you that, sir. You're not back on. I won't let you. You don't belong there. All this other bullshit. As a matter of fact, I think we ought to take down your damn name in the stadium. I'm that mad. It was absolute betrayal. And I'm furious. Furious. Did you see my tweet about it?
Not yet.
Mr. Jasker?
No.
My initial I said, you're nothing. If this is all true, then you're nothing better than a low-life drinking Jasker trainer.
You got to ease up on me a little bit. Anyways, well, speaking of Jasker. Speaking of Jaskers, let me just inject this here because I know you're going to bring it up anyway. No, listen, this is still on Trev Alberts. But my thing is like, there are people, and this is not a Creighton versus Nebraska thing, but it's people that are local that we know and just like hear a lot about. But McDermott signing an extension at Creighton when other programs are going after him offering big money, you know, his big thing was you don't mess with Happy because his wife is Happy in Omaha. And so, like, Ohio State came after him a few years ago, offered him a bag. He's been getting looks from other big programs, like, you know.
He'll never be the rock star that he is in Omaha anywhere else.
Somewhere else. I mean, you know.
He's a big celebrity.
Yeah, I mean, so if you start going, like, to, let's say, a Texas A&M type, you know, basketball school, okay, well, then you're just a, you're almost like a pod. And if you don't win, it's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be fun. It's not going to be exciting. Bruce Rasmussen at Creighton, also, he was their athletic director. He got looks, ton of looks from other schools to be their athletic director for more money. But yeah, he didn't
Kevin
mess with
Kugler
that.
Kugler tweeted that that's who we ought to get as the AD, as the interim AD. No!
Honestly, like, no! I'm with you on that. I know where you're coming from on that, but, like, that thought crossed my mind as well.
No.
Just because he's so good at it.
No! No! I don't want that guy coming in here. I just paint my freaking red.
In my case, I hope he does because that would be awesome for me.
It makes yellow, right? Or what does red and blue make?
Green.
Green? Yeah. Just because it's St. Patty's Day tomorrow. I don't want to
make
green.
Does red and blue make green?
I think you're right.
No, it makes purple.
Listeners, tell us.
Makes purple.
Hey, England, dial it in.
Makes purple.
It's, you know.
Red and blue makes purple.
What's your email address, Petey? People in England want to email you.
Yeah. Green like money.
I guess Trev. That's it. I guess that's it. I don't know, man. But okay, so the question I have for you, my J-Skirt partner, is impetus does Matt Rhule have to stay?
Well, I don't know. It depends on how big the check from Texas A&M is.
that's probably right. I've not lost faith in everything that Rhule has said. Because maybe it's truly about the dollar.
I don't know. I guess I never saw Trev leaving, so I have a hard time seeing Matt leaving. But, I mean, I guess it wouldn't surprise me at this point.
I guess the point is they better find somebody that gives him a reason to stay. And maybe that's why they need to go after the former Baylor AD. I mean, I don't know, but I
talk about lawsuits.
Yeah, well, what about him?
That former Baylor AD?
Oh, is that why he's gone? Because he got lawsuits?
Yeah. Yeah, about every program at Baylor had a lawsuit.
My point is, the new AD is better give him a reason to, besides money, to stay. Like, I understand. Okay, here's your vision. I'm going to get out of the way. Apparently, you've got enough money to do this now. It'll be very interesting to see the stadium project. That just might just go away. That's going to be interesting. I don't know.
Have they broke ground on that yet?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm. Not till 26, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's still a work
in
progress.
I'm sure if I raise some money.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's in the bank. It might be pledged.
Yeah, well.
If I'm a big donor, I'm like, whoa. I'm a little donor, and I'm like, I don't know about it. I'm holding off. I mean, this is ridiculous.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like the renovation makes sense. Just modernize. You got to keep modernizing, especially if you want to bring people in.
I suppose, but it's just going to be fascinating to see. I mean, we're talking about big money here, $400 million.
And I'll still be in the north end zone.
Yeah, well, me too. Wearing your blue. I had to crack you. He is wearing blue today, by the way. Yeah. I don't know. It's shell-shocking. Who do you think?
Well, if they can't find a president, how are they going to find an athletic director?
I don't know what's going on.
There's got to be something more.
The governor, good for him.
Oh, yeah, put them on blast.
However, ironically, it may be the governor who caused the problem, which I'm on his side on critical race theory, but he's the one that got that resolution going when he was regent, if I'm not mistaken. And it's now like a 4-4. There's different shakeup of the board, but those it's created this apparently this division of this 4-4
for votes and stuff. You mean
right?
Yeah.
And so they've tried to get a new. I mean, the paper today they're talking about Congressman Mike Flood, who's a friend of mine, was reached just in February. They were trying to recruit him.
Yeah.
What? What they ought to do is Dave Heineman is a guy that's wanted that job for a long time. He'd be great. I mean, he really would be great. I know him. I mean, he's been a client of mine for many years, and I've known him for 35 years. He would be great. Because he gets it all. He gets it all. But anyway, I don't think they're going after him for president. For as far as athletic director, there are some interesting names out there, because I'm never going to say Trev Alberts ever again on this podcast. I just said it for the last time. Screw you, ex-athletic director. I mean, you go play golf with Scott Frost for all I care. But I think there are. I mean, I think John Cook is a fascinating.
I think so
look.
Too.
I think I think everybody in the state embraces it. I think Matt Rhule would embrace it, frankly.
Well, he understands it.
He understands it. That's right.
He's been through ups and downs. Mm-hmm. He's been there basically as long as I can remember. Early 2000s, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Probably since Solich was there.
Mm-hmm.
And, but he took over for, who's the?
Terry Pettit,
yeah. I mean, and so those two were probably obviously closely connected, yep. Where there was some tutelage there. And so, like, he's just been engulfed in the culture down there. He would get it now.
But he's also engulfed in the culture of winning.
Yeah.
And the culture of adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
Of make all these changes. He's done a masterful job.
Well, if you look at his staff that he has for the volleyball program, well, the nice thing is if, like, let's say they put him in athletic director, he could still be present.
Yeah.
There.
I think so, yeah.
And
But I don't think he'd be overbearing or anything. But, I mean, yeah, he'd be part of it. It wouldn't go away. We'd still have – the volleyball culture would still be there because he'd make sure it was still there. I mean,
yeah.
It's pretty simple.
Yeah,
I think
he'd probably put him in the PBA.
He's at the top of my list. Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
but I think that'd be a great fit. Obviously, just because he's a Nebraska guy, and I also think that I don't know that there would be a significant drop off with the volleyball program because of the people he has in place there. You know, he's getting closer to the end than he has been. So, an administrative role, you know, I don't know if that's ever crossed his mind, but I do feel like. That's an opportunity for him to.
Well, it'd be a good fit for us. So John Cook, if you're even considering it, please show interest in Regents. Actually, the president has to hire him. So I don't. Is the interim president going to hire the athletic director? Or, I mean, that's the mess. But whoever's in charge, I'm all for it. I'm all for John Cook.
Throw him Trev Alberts money.
Sure.
You know?
Why not?
He's earned it.
He's earned it. Absolutely. He's earned it. A long track record at the University of Nebraska. The other one that kind of fascinates me is, two of them fascinate me. One is an older guy that went to school when I went there. His name is Ed Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
He was a freaking bang-up linebacker back mm-hmm. When I was there. And spent his entire career, and he's been at Colorado. Or wait, no, is he from Colorado? He's been at Tennessee. He's currently at USC, but he's got a wealth of experience. The other guy that interests me is a younger guy, and I kind of know him. I've talked to him several times, and that's Garth Glissman, who has kind of quietly in the last 8 years made a meteoric rise, really. He was hired by the NBA and got promoted rapidly there, and now he's the basketball commissioner for the Southeast Conference, SEC.
So he understands the college landscape.
He came up, he grew up in Waverly, Nebraska, for heaven's sakes.
Yeah.
So
understands the new college landscape, obviously.
And then the other guy is the guy they just appointed as interim, Dennis LeBlanc. I have a nice article about Dennis LeBlanc today. You should read it. It's Pete actually just got here from work, so he's a working man. He hasn't read it yet, but it's an interesting article. They have all these former Husker athletes. They go back years. I mean, the guy's been here 37 years. That know him by first name. He knows the nooks and crannies of that department. He's encouraged a lot of guys. I mean, it's in there. Like Levante David went back to college and got his degree in 2021. Wow. One of the best linebackers in the NFL went back because he made a promise to Dennis LeBlanc and Levante David's and his mother.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. The cemetery is full of people who have been replaced. That's one of my mentors told me that once. It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. But they've got to get it together. I mean, Rule's on the verge of
hopefully exploding.
Just rocking the boat at the wrong time. I mean, what are you doing? It was not a season for this change. It was not.
Yeah, it was disrespectful.
Terrible timing.
Totally disrespectful.
Yeah, I don't want you back. Trev Albers, I hope you listen to this. I just said his name again. Dang it.
Former athletic director.
Former athletic director, I don't want you ever back on campus. That's the way I feel.
Yeah, I'm with you. It was a big surprise at the wrong time. It's just like, can we just have a year where more things go our way than not?
It's unbelievable.
At Nebraska, especially revolving around the football program, I mean.
I guess not.
I don't think Rule's that guy.
And I don't, you know, I had a friend of mine put on social media, who's your athletic director, said zero recruits ever. And there's some truth to that, I think. But if I'm a current athlete there, I've got to wonder, why am I making the commitment? I mean, all this bullshit you talk about commitment and grit and how we reflect the Nebraska peep. I mean, to me, that's – I just – again.
He quit,
I bought into it. He quit.
He quit.
You're a quitter. You're a quitter. You did all those things. You basically violated everything that you said. I mean, I've got three or four principles in the last several years that I've, you know, developed or put down on paper, and he violated all of them. Honesty's one of them. Integrity's another one of them. Tenacity's another one of them. I mean, good grief.
I just Googled Trev Alberts. Sorry.
Former athletic director.
Former athletic director. And I'm still... There's got to be something else.
I believe it was for money and greed. I think he's greedy, and I think his ego got the best of him. And I don't think there's anything there other than money and greed. They got a bunch of oil money, and they threw it at him, and it was a last ditch hire. He's kind of a Bill Callahan hire for Texas A&M. Kind of a desperate last minute deal. And oh, by the way, you see the first thing he had to deal with?
What's that?
One of their football coaches, their assistant football coaches, apparently his son, who's also a football coach somewhere, was just convicted of murder. Or not convicted, but arrested for murder.
It's not always greener, buddy.
Nope.
Let's see. I mean, a lot of people are just linking it to the leadership.
Yeah, but again, I'm not buying that argument because a leader
leads. Period. Leaders lead. Leaders lead.
Don't lead when things get tough. Oh, well. Anything else for our special edition here? I'm going to put you back on frickin' suspension until the basketball season's over.
Fair enough. Go Big Red.